620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government responds to urgent pleas for help from people in East Palestine, Ohio, who say the air and the water have made them sick after a toxic train derailment 2 weeks ago. EPA Administrator Michael Regan met with some of them and assured,
"We are testing every aspect of the water and every aspect of the air, and we are using very sound science and advanced technologies to ensure that we're protecting these communities."
Norfolk Southern Railroad's now pledging to pay for the cleanup. Yesterday, one of the company's trains, also carrying toxic chemicals, derailed outside of Detroit. Norfolk Southern says none of the cars was compromised. President Biden has addressed those UFOs over the U.S. and Canada.
The president says of the three objects he ordered shot down within the last week,
"Nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country."
He says his administration is now working on protocols for how to handle similar objects going forward. As for the Chinese spy balloon he ordered taken down earlier this month, Mr. Biden says he makes no apologies.
"I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this."
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Vice President Harris is attending the Munich Security Conference today, where Western leaders are focusing on the war in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky tells the BBC,
"A compromise with Putin? No, because there's no trust. Dialogue with him? No, because there's no trust."
Vladimir Putin meeting with his Belarusian counterpart today outside Moscow. Russia began its invasion of Ukraine with attacks launched from Belarus a year ago next week. Five former Memphis police officers are scheduled to make their first court appearance today on murder charges in Tyree Nichols' death. He died 3 days after a police beating during a traffic stop. The fired officers have all been free on bond. Microsoft says it's considering guardrails to rein in AI chatbots going off the rails in its revamped search engine. CBS's Tom Foti.
Seems the Bing chatbot can write recipes and songs and quickly explain just about anything it can find on the internet. But it doesn't take kindly to being messed with, meaning insulted, reportedly sometimes responding with insults about users' looks, reputation, or comparisons to Adolf Hitler.
Heartbreaking news on the health of a TV and movie star. His family says 67-year-old Bruce Willis' condition has progressed to frontotemporal dementia. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It's certainly very sad that someone of this age has this condition. We do not know the cause of this condition, and there is no treatment for this condition.
Willis' family announced he was suffering from aphasia almost a year ago. This is CBS News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267,
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-935-7267.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The app.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense for this Friday, February 17th. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and it's another beautiful day on Lake Wissota. It's going to be a nice, quiet weekend. And then weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki is going to be along later to say that this quiet weather pattern will not continue into next week. It's going to get colder, probably snowier, maybe a lot snowier. I don't know. We'll find out from her a little bit later on in the program. Let's see. Coming up this morning, we're going to talk to Kia Vakil and ask this one question. Social Security. Maybe we just fix it? See, there's been a lot of talk lately about Republicans and their stated desire to kill Social Security. And then they say that's not what we really want to do. And then they call it a Ponzi scheme. And then we say, okay, so you want to get rid of it? And they're like, no, we want to keep it. They want to get rid of it. How about if we just fix the shortfall in Social Security once and for all? It can be done. It can be done rather easily. But it's not getting done, at least not yet, but two members of the Wisconsin congressional delegation are co-sponsoring a bill for that fix. And so we will talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil to tell us what that's all about as we review some of the other national political headlines of the week. We'll also later in the program talk to Mark Jacob, a former editor with the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times, who now watches the media for us. And Our plea to these newsrooms that we watch throughout the week is to quote Chandler Bing from Friends, get there faster. If a powerful elected official announced that he was a white supremacist and was going to bully educators into a sharp reduction of teaching about Black history and racism, you would expect media outlets to treat him as a racist, right? But as long as he doesn't call himself a racist, some newsrooms would prefer to call him an underdog who is building his brand and going up against the establishment, even if that particular powerful politician, by virtue of his power, is the establishment. We will talk about the frustratingly slow pace of national journalists who recognize actual threats to democracy and American values. And we should be hearing from UW Eau Claire Athletic Director Dan Schumacher, as we do on Fridays. He just plays the role of my guest sportscaster as we talk about sports and things that are coming up for the weekend. A lot going on here on a Friday. I feel like I'm compelled to say it two times because of the annoying song that gets stuck in my head, thanks to Aaron. And Aaron Zommers is here with us now. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. I'm finding that song right now.
I was afraid you were going to say that. If you want to reach the program, we have a couple of phone numbers. Keep in mind, there is 844-967-2789 or the Up North line, 715-388-7155. You can email us radio at upnorthnewswi.com. Again, Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media and its radio stations. And we're thrilled to be here on the Civic Media Real Estate for a couple of hours every day. But you can find the work we do at upnorthnewswi.com or upnorthnewswi on social media. Any major plans for the weekend for you, Mr. Aaron?
Not really. Do I have any plans? I don't remember. What about you?
we're going to see some old friends, because we're all old now. So I think old friends is the operative term here, but friends that we haven't seen for a very long time. And so we're looking forward to catching up. It's been a while. We're all going to say exactly what you think we're going to say. Oh my God, how can your kids be that big already or that old? How can your kids be in college already? Whatever the case may be. They're going to say to us, you have 4 grandkids now. How can that be? You're too young. We'll say, yep, we know. But all in all, it's still going to be really nice. So I'm looking forward to seeing those folks. So that's kind of our big plan here.
Well, that should be exciting.
Yeah, should be. One more reminder, our conversation online this week has been our question of the week about tipping and whether you have changed how you tip for service. Are you still a 15% tipper? Do you go bigger? Do you give to tip jars? Do you just boycott the whole thing and just go to restaurants with no tipping policies? We'd like to know what you think. You can go to that post online at Facebook and tell us more about, you know, your thoughts on that subject. And we've got what I believe is a very aromatic subject for our question next week. So you'll want to stay tuned to that. Let's see. I want to give that one more reminder. Well, it won't be the last one, though. The last ones will be coming up Monday and Tuesday. There is an election on Tuesday, a very important one for Wisconsin Supreme Court. 4 candidates, 2 happen to be conservative, 2 happen to be progressive, and they are all vying for 1 open seat. And that 1 open seat will determine if conservatives keep their 4-3 majority or if progressives, if one of the progressive candidates wins the seat and flips control of the court, it could mean an earlier end to the state's 1849 abortion ban. It could mean an earlier end to rigging the maps. And by the way, on Monday, we're going to talk to Carlene Becken from Fair Maps, so the Fair Maps Coalition of Wisconsin, about gerrymandering, aka cheating. But again, it's this Wisconsin Supreme Court race that could really play a role in fixing that sooner. Or if a conservative candidate wins, it locks in the abortion ban and the rigged maps for probably another decade. So do vote on Tuesday. You get to vote for 1 justice candidate. The top 2 advance to the general election on April 4th. We'll take a look at some other headlines in the news when we come right back. This is Up North News Radio for a Friday.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine today with highs around 24. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 18. Highs around 38. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 42. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
We're going to wait till 6:50 when we do our usual music break to tell you the significance that we're playing an Eagles tune here, and then you'll hear one later on, and then you'll hear one after that, because it's Friday and the host of the show likes the Eagles, and they're part of our musical history rundown that we'll have for you a little bit later on this hour. If you want to reach the show at all, 715-388-7155 or 844-967-2789. And then there's a new feature that we added this week. If you are watching instead of listening on our great Civic Media radio stations, but if you are watching on one of three different Facebook pages, we know that if you want to leave some comments down below there, we now have the ability to put those comments up on our screen and share them with the rest of the audience. So that's, again, if you're watching on the Facebook page. We're on a couple of Twitter feeds as well. But sorry, you can blame Elon, but we don't have the capacity to put your tweets up on screen. But if you go to the Facebook page, it's either for Up North News or for Civic Media or for Bull Falls Radio, then you can put your comments up and we might share them with the audience depending on the topic at hand. Our handles for Facebook, you'll find Up North News by searching for Up North News WI. For Civic Media, look for Civic Media US. And for Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, it's Bull Falls Radio. Rather quiet day in sports to tell you about. The NBA All-Star game is coming up this weekend. And so the Bucks, who now have 12 wins in a row after beating the Chicago Bulls, will be not be back in action until a week from tonight at home against Miami. In the meantime, Giannis will be captain for the Eastern Conference team in the All-Star game coming up this weekend. The Badger men's basketball team will be playing at home tomorrow against Rutgers. And the Marquette men's basketball team will be playing at Creighton, but not until next Tuesday. And then Brewers spring training, as we know, got underway. The first spring training game is a week from tomorrow. And then the season begins now under 6 weeks away on Thursday, March 30th. There was a state Supreme Court decision. And, you know, for all of the things that we have said about the state Supreme Court race and the importance of it, there is quite frequently sharp ideological, you could arguably say, partisan differences between the justices on the court. And sometimes that is amazingly frustrating when you have a conservative majority that brings a political bent into its decision making to do things like take away ballot drop boxes or to ditch common sense safeguards, you know, against spreading COVID during a pandemic. So when you do get those moments of, I guess the word is bipartisan agreement on the state Supreme Court, it's noteworthy. And there was a decision handed down yesterday that would have been noteworthy regardless, whether it was 4-3 or 5-2. This was 7-0. And what it is something about a tax theory, if you will.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Would it be valued at? And they were saying that you should value our store no different than a dark store, a store that's been closed up for years, sitting on a vacant lot, because that's all you're taxing is the building, right? Which is not at all in the, you know, the spirit of how taxes are assessed at a local level when you're looking at the economy of an area. And that store, which is open, is using resources in the community. It's using the roads. It's hiring the workers. It's using the electricity. It's generating huge profits oftentimes for these big retailers. But these big national retailers have been looking for ways not to pay their fair share of taxes. In this particular instance, when Lowe's appealed their tax assessment, they used as comparisons or comps, for those of you who watch HGTV and are always hearing about comparable buildings for pricing, the comps that they used were, again, these stores that had been dark. They were, for example, defunct American TV and appliance stores that had been closed through receivership, meaning that they were closed up in order to cover the business's debts. And so it was not a true sale. You're not really comparing apples to apples about selling a building versus a business that has been shut down because of receivership. And then there was the Lowe's folks used a closed former Kmart that had been vacant for 4 years. They used a Walmart in Brown Deer that had been a Lowe's but closed after only 5 years in that location and sat vacant for 2 years. Meanwhile, the city of Delavan hired an outside expert to look at that assessment. What should that Lowe's be worth? And the city's expert used, for comparison purposes, properties that had all been sold while they were still occupied. And that's much more of an apples-to-apples comparison. And all seven justices agreed that you cannot... Well, let me use the words of Ann Walsh Bradley, one of the progressive justices. Generally, a site that can sustain a business is more valuable than one that cannot. The highest and best use of a store in an area that is conducive to business and is in fact operating as a business is different from the highest and best use of a property that contains a failed big box store. Lowe's argument treats these things alike, which is not an apples to apples comparison. And the League of Wisconsin Municipalities reacted again in Henry Redmond's story in the Wisconsin Examiner, where Jerry Duchesne from the League of Wisconsin Municipalities calls it a tremendous win for taxpayers. The court, in his view, has finally put to rest the use of dark stores in our communities. I think it stuck a fork in the strategy. It's done. There are places where it's reasonable to use a vacant property as a comparable sale, but not to the extent that people that proposed the philosophy wanted it to go. The court rejected it 6 ways to Sunday. To which I would say, I hope he's right, but I could also see some version of this where, again, they don't get as extreme as Lowe's does in their comparisons, but does find some other way to, you know, finagle their property taxes. This is not completely the same as, but not far from, the way that Donald Trump runs his businesses and holds on to money and doesn't pay his fair share of taxes, is that when he's getting taxed on properties, he's like, oh, it's so bad here. Things are just not good. And you shouldn't be valuing us like that. But then when they go to sell it, it's, you know, oh, they're asking for the moon and the stars because this is such a successful place. And while that might be human nature or business nature to try to do that to the extent that you can, it is certainly possible to abuse that, something that plenty of businesses and people do to great success. But at least now, when it comes to using completely darkened, vacant stores as a comparable to a store that is operating and thriving, maybe the whole talk of this dark store loophole can finally be put away once and for all. There has been a lot said about TikTok and the Chinese government's role in its ownership and therefore its potential to monitor its users. And that may be true, but every time that we've heard from politicians about this and that we have to ban TikTok, and you know, for the record, I don't use TikTok. I've tried to use it. I have found it to be actually rather redundant, you know. But it's there and people use it all the time, and that's okay. But my thought has been, okay, I think you're doing this mostly for pandering purposes, that it happens to be owned by the Chinese government, when there are also problems here at home with technology that should be looked at. And I bring that up because yesterday, Senator Tammy Baldwin called on Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, to do more about the drug trafficking and human smuggling communications that are taking place on their platforms. In a letter to Meta chairman and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, the senator and others cited the findings of numerous investigations regarding the company's entirely inadequate content moderation and enforcement mechanisms, particularly for Spanish language content, and underscored the need for Meta to take urgent action to address these harmful shortcomings. And we're going to talk more about that next week with State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire, who, prior to her time as a legislator, and certainly since then, has been vocal on the need to do more about human trafficking, make people aware of it right here in Wisconsin, that this is something that goes on and something that we should be aware of, and certainly something that technology companies should be doing more about as well. Well, Aaron, I mentioned that if folks wrote in on Facebook, we'd put their comments up. Let's take a look at what's in the mailbag so far here. Here's one from posted on Facebook by Aaron Zommers. My, what a handsome producer you have.
Oh, stop.
Well, there there it is. It's a comment. So there it is right there on screen for posterity. You know, take a screen grab of that. That's your high point for the day, Zommers.
There we go.
Take a break. When we come back, Courier Newsroom National Correspondent Kia Vakil, you're up north.
You are listening to W.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
As usual, this time on Fridays, we talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kiev Akil. He, of course, is based in Los Angeles, and so we talked to him a day or so prior about things going on nationally. And so on the backside of my conversation with him, we'll give a little update on a lawsuit involving abortion medication. But first, we talked about Social Security and a way to fix its problem that two members of Congress from Wisconsin are working on. So here's our discussion. And Kiev Akil joins us now. Kia. Do you want to give us a rendition of Fly Eagles Fly before we get going here, or?
I will spare you all my singing voice, but appreciate the thought. That was an unfortunate ending.
It was a hell of a game, and you do have, I mean, Mahomes is Mahomes, but I mean, you had a quarterback that you can absolutely, I mean, again, we've got Aaron Rodgers here. You should be very proud of what you've got going over there. It was a great year. I was otherwise going to say, here's Kiev Akil coming out of his, 4 days in darkness. But, again, Rodgers is doing it literally. Eagles fans were just doing it, figuratively. So anyway, congrats again on a great season.
Thank you. I worked really hard at it. So
you always have to work hard being a Philly sports fan, especially one living in LA. But there you are covering national news for us, for Courier Newsroom and for Up North News. And we appreciate that very much. So as we review, you know, last week we talked a lot about State of the Union matters. And again, if anybody out there has not read it yet, please go to upnorthnewswi.com and read Kia's article. Was it seven takeaways from the State of the Union?
Yes.
Okay. Seven takeaways from the State of the Union. You really ought to see that. But let's start with, you know, one thing that has really been a big topic, and that is Social Security and Medicare. Because again, in a case of, are you going to believe me or are you going to believe your lying eyes? People like Ron Johnson are still saying, well, we don't want to cut it. And then like in the very next breath, they say, it's a Ponzi scheme. So, I mean, it's still out there. And so you've at least got folks like Wisconsin congressional reps, Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, basically saying, hey, can we advance this issue and find a way to save Social Security? They seem to have a pretty good idea how to do it.
Yeah. So the representatives Pocan and Moore are two of, I believe it's 37 Democrats who introduced a bill this week that would expand Social Security benefits by $200 a month for every beneficiary and ensure it's fully funded for the next 75 years. So basically, anyone who's alive today, the vast majority of them would be guaranteed Social Security when they get older without, you know, any worries about running out of funding. And so this bill effectively would not touch 93% of families. They would not pay a dime more in taxes or a penny more. That 7% that would are people who earn above $250,000 a year. And, you know, primarily the bill would raise taxes on billionaires and millionaires who currently, you know, the way Social Security is set up, any income above $160,000 roughly is not subjected to the payroll tax that funds Social Security. So this bill would raise effectively income above $250,000 would become, you know, taxed. So you have right now Elon Musk paying the same amount into Social Security as someone who earns $160,000 a year. That's, this bill would change that. And so effectively, you know, the bill would secure Social Security, which Republicans say they want to do, by raising taxes, which is really the only way to do it. And it only raises taxes on 7% of people.
Yeah, you know this, but I'm going to say it out loud anyway. My God, for over 10 years, I've been saying this to people that, and people still don't know that the Social Security tax stops at $162,000. You know, it's indexed, you know, for inflation and such. But that, yeah, a billionaire, you know, pays Social Security tax on that first $162,000, which they make usually by January 4th or 5th, something like that. And then they're done. They're treated the same as a, you know, somebody that lives in the suburbs, you know, making $160,000 a year. So it's absolutely amazing that more people don't know it. And I would offer whatever free advice I can to Mark Pocan, Gwen Moore, and the other sponsors is feel free to keep talking about that, because that thing alone can keep Social Security going for a good long time. Oh, by the way, it's not going to go anywhere. The Republicans control the House of Representatives, but at least there's a plan out there instead of whining that, you know, we need to save it and we need to cut it. Pick one.
Yeah. And it's a popular plan. There was a poll that showed 78% of likely voters support the bill released just this week. And that's includes a majority of Republicans. So voters. So there's a plan. It's just, you know, there's no political will among Republicans and probably the handful of conservative Democrats that are still in office.
Yeah. Well, in other policy news that has taken effect, there's the bipartisan, you know, infrastructure bill and other things that the Biden administration has been putting into effect. And one of the notes that came out, you know, middle of this week was that the EPA is going to be earmarking more money from the bipartisan infrastructure law to address contaminants in Wisconsin water. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So one big aspect of that bill, or that law, rather, is efforts to clean up drinking water and, you know, communities that have contaminants in their drinking water. One of those big contaminants is, you know, these forever chemicals called PFAS that are present in drinking water all across the country, especially, you know, in the Midwest and places like Wisconsin and Michigan. And so, you know, every state is getting some level of funding to address it, because again, it's a nationwide problem. Wisconsin is included in that. So these funds will be, I believe, grants that will be distributed to communities to help address the problem and remove PFAS from the drinking water.
Okay. While people are focused on policy and things that, you know, help people across the board, it seems like far too many people over in the right wing simply want to fight the next, you know, culture battle in some way, shape, or form. And we are still seeing, you would think I was going to say dozens, but I think I'm about to say hundreds of bills targeting folks in the LGBTQ community in our state legislatures. This is a parade of ugliness, in, you know, my words, not yours, that just rolls on and on, and that number continues to rise, Kia.
Yeah, I just checked, and it's up to more than 300, rising every single day. And that's just introduced this year, 2023. So that's 6 weeks, 300-some bills, and that's only 30-some-odd states that are in legislative sessions. Now, to be fair, you know, almost half of those bills come from a handful of states like Texas, Tennessee, you know, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Mississippi, but like deep red states. But they're happening in a ton of states. They're happening in Virginia, in North Carolina, in Michigan, in Minnesota. Most of them are just bills, but they all target members of the gay, lesbian, transgender, queer community, predominantly transgender youth. They're trying to ban gender-affirming care for teenagers. And basically what that means is they're trying to ban, you know, things that might help a 16-year-old trans kid who's questioning their desire to live. It's going to ban the thing that will keep them alive. And that's really, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, you know, obviously there's a lot of, unfortunately, debate over, you know, gender affirming care and if, you know, what it, you know, whether what rights or what age is appropriate for transgender youth to begin doing that. And that's, you know, a fine debate to have at a medical level. But at a political level, what you're saying is this person does not have the right to exist as who they are. And that's what Republican legislators are doing. And, you know, a lot of times it gets caught up in, you know, this culture war framing, and they do turn it into this sort of battle over that. But at the end of the day, they're targeting individuals' rights to exist and to be who they are in school and in life.
And maybe to be more helpful, these politicians would, like here in Wisconsin, be more supportive of what Governor Evers is proposing to increase access for mental health services in schools and beyond in Wisconsin, because goodness knows we all could benefit from greater resources to be able to talk to people and not have those, you know, suicidal feelings, especially when you know, politicians, you know, treat you like you're trash. So we'll continue to monitor that. But then we get to the abortion issue. And as I was looking through some of the things that you're working on, it looks like there's a federal judge in Texas that this federal judge alone might have a significant impact on ways for women to get abortion care even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade. What's that about?
Yeah, so there is this lawsuit filed by a very right-wing anti-abortion group. They filed it specifically in Texas in this, you know, district court because they knew it would go to this judge who was appointed by President Trump, who is as far right and as anti-abortion as it gets. His name is Matthew Kaczmarek. He, you know, is very anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, anti-immigrant, and has already issued rulings since becoming a judge that are basically just advancing extreme right-wing ideology. And so in this case, he could effectively ban medication abortion in all 50 states. Even if abortion is legal in your state, he could issue a ruling effectively reversing the FDA's approval for one of the pills, mifepristone, that's used in medication abortions, which comprise more than half of all abortions now. So this would impact women from Wisconsin to California to Florida to New York and everywhere in between. And, you know, that's devastating. And, you know, the Biden administration says they'll appeal it if he makes that ruling. But if it goes to the Supreme Court, who knows what will happen?
Oh, we have a theory of what might happen. So let's try to end on some good news. We began more or less with some good news about the bipartisan infrastructure law. Let's end on the Inflation Reduction Act, because, again, you're looking more at the impact of the Inflation Reduction Act. and all of the clean energy jobs that could be created in Wisconsin and elsewhere.
Yeah. So the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, as we've discussed in the past, you know, creates incentives and tax credits and all sorts of things to both, you know, help companies to incentivize companies to manufacture clean energy and ramp that up and to locate, you know, projects and jobs in the U.S. And so in the 6 months since it's passed, it's already spurred more than 100,000 clean energy job announcements across the country. That includes, you know, I believe it's 200 jobs in Wisconsin. You know, a lot of jobs are in Michigan and all across the country. And, you know, these jobs are, that's just in 6 months, more than 100,000 jobs have been announced. You know, some of these jobs have obviously not been created yet, but because of that law, companies are investing in America and creating manufacturing facilities and planning on everything from solar panels to car batteries being made in America with American labor, which means jobs. And so that's huge. That's going to transform, you know, the infrastructure of this country and the workforce.
Which, again, not a single Republican supported the Inflation Reduction Act and all of these jobs that will come for it. But in closing, we'll just use Joe Biden's line from the State of the Union speech to his Republican friends who voted against it. I'm sure I'll still see you at the ribbon cutting when this is all said and done. Kia Vakil, thank you again so much. I appreciate the overview of what we've been looking at across the country this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Go Birds.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, we thank Kia for that. Here's a quick update. Attorneys general from 21 Democratic-leaning states are calling on a Texas judge to keep the abortion pill on the market. This from the Wisconsin Examiner. Yeah, the brief was filed in the case to bring and will likely bring more attention to a lawsuit that could have sweeping nationwide effects for medication abortion. And that would include on that list Josh Call from Wisconsin, who joined in that brief, who argued that medication abortion is safe and effective. It has been proven by 22 years of approved use. It is, let's see, it says here, the availability of mifepristone has been particularly critical in providing access to abortions in low-income, underserved, and rural communities where procedural abortion may be unavailable. And they respond to the Republican attorneys general who claim that there have been many adverse side effects, but don't really bring up proof of it, and say the Democratic attorneys general say it would be impossible to cover up that high a number of complications given its widespread use. And in fact, the opposite is true, that that this is safe for women. And it's just one more way that we can get government out of doctors' exam rooms. Let's take a break for this day in history and a little bit of music as well. All ahead on a Friday here on Up North News Radio.
As to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Berlin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, the reason we've been playing Eagles tune so far this hour is because it's the first note in our This Day in History music break. It was on this day in 1976 that the Eagles released the album Their Greatest Hits, 1971-75. For the longest time, it was the biggest selling album of all time and is still in the top five with sales of an estimated 44 million copies. So let's see now. If I tell you they're number five on the list and we bring in Aaron Zommers, noted musical expert of the Up North News radio show, see if he can, how many of the top four album sales he can name. I know you're going to get the top one because it's an easy one.
Yeah, Thriller.
I'd be Thriller is number one on the list with 70 million copies sold compared to 44 million for the Eagles. Now, do you want to take a guess at the other three?
I'm going to say one of them is another Eagles Greatest Hits album. Am I right about that?
No, but right below them at number six on the list is the Eagles Hotel California album. So between that one and both of them, by the way, were released in 1976. If you combined those two, they would actually top Thriller. So the Eagles, they had quite the run there in the mid-70s and beyond of people wanting to buy their albums. So Eagles 5 and 6. We said Thriller is number one. You want to take one more guess at numbers 2, 3, or 4 on the top-selling albums of all time?
I know we've talked about these before, too, at least some of them. I am blanking right now. What do we got?
Okay. Number 2 would be AC/DC, Back in Black, with 50 million sold. Number 3 would be Whitney Houston, the soundtrack to The Bodyguard, with 45 million sold. And Pink Floyd, that's the one I thought you'd guess for sure, Dark Side of the Moon, with also 45 million copies sold.
Yeah, probably should have, but oh well.
Are you one of those folks who like, they talk about Dark Side of the Moon, is that the one where you put the needle on the record at such and such a time and then something happens right at midnight, or you play it during the Wizard of Oz? You don't do anything like that, do you? You're looking at me like I have a horns growing out of my head or something, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I did the Wizard of Oz. I can't think of what the name of it is. Oh, Dark Side of the Rainbow is what they call it.
Oh, okay. I see.
It syncs up very well just because the movie is well done and follows a lot of like emotional rhythms that work, and so does the album. So it syncs up really well. The beginning is perfect. You get like the chiming of clocks as the Wicked Witch of the West is riding, well, the, I don't remember the character's name, but as she's riding on her bike.
Dorothy. Yeah.
And then okay. It desyncs a little in the middle and then catches right back on later.
Nice. Okay. Let's see. Well, let's just do the rest of the top 10 here. Number 7 on the list, Shania Twain's Come On Over. Fleetwood Mac Rumors, which I thought might be higher, but still 40 million copies sold. And then Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees. The disco album is still up there on the top 10 list with an estimated 40 million sold. Let's see, we have some birthdays today. Wow, look who turned 60 years old today. Daniel Lawrence Whitney. No, you don't know him as that. You know him as Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy is 60 today. Michael Jordan is 60 today. How do you like that? Both of these gentlemen born the exact same day. One became the greatest basketball player of all time, and the other became Larry the Cable Guy. And they both did all right for themselves, but I'm having a hard time seeing them both in the maternity ward on the same day and going, you're going this way, you're going that way.
Oh, yeah, it's quite the dichotomy.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 42 today. Ed Sheeran is 32. And Billy Joe Armstrong is 51 years old today. He, of course, is the singer, songwriter, guitarist for Green Day, recorded his first song at the age of 5 and dropped out of high school the day before his 18th birthday in order to record the first Green Day album in the days to follow. So he did pretty all right for himself, and again, turns 51 today, although his life has definitely had its share of bumps in the road. We would love to tell you that this is the 51st birthday as well, also born the same day. Taylor Hawkins, drummer of the Foo Fighters, would have been 51 years old today were it not for his passing last year. Let's see. Eric Clapton released his 7th solo album, Another Ticket, which had a hit or two, including this one on this day in 1981. On this day in 1978, Kate Bush released her debut album, The Kick Inside. And then one more historical note. It was on this day in 1801 that we had our first presidential election tie. There was a tie in the Electoral College between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. It would eventually be resolved with Jefferson elected president and Burr, his opponent, vice president. Needless to say, they noticed that there was a flaw in the original constitutional plan for presidential elections. Although I would hasten to add, the rules were written before the development of political parties, something that George Washington and others warned against, but they did develop. The election of 1800 was extremely bitter between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. But the way that it resolved itself in the end was that Jefferson became president, Burr vice president, and I cannot even fathom if we had those kind of rules today. Imagine Donald Trump serving as Joe Biden's vice president.
Nothing good would happen. Things would happen. It would just be bad TV, basically.
It would totally live up to that, to the phrase, everything Trump touches dies. Which, you know, was very nearly democracy itself, and can't even imagine what it would be like if those circumstances were around today. Stayed up a little too late last night, Aaron, as I finally finished the final 3 episodes of Wednesday, the Addams Family sequel on Netflix. And you said you've not dipped into that one yet?
Correct. Yeah, I still haven't started it.
Okay. I would still recommend it as highly as I did after I'd seen the first couple of episodes. It gets a little away from the Hogwarts kind of, you know, school comedy. As it goes along, we get deeper into a mystery, and it becomes much more of solving the mystery at that point. So if you are big into mysteries and wonder at the very beginning, you know, is this going any place? Yes, it is. And if you're much more on the, hey, I like this as a comedy, maybe the last couple of episodes, you won't laugh as much as you would in the first couple of episodes. But all in all, I mean, it's it's 8 episodes. Wraps up nicely, certainly leaves room for a second season. And I haven't looked to see if Wednesday's been renewed for a second season. I can't imagine it wouldn't be for the kind of attention it got.
It's been extremely successful.
You know, which means now I've got to go back to, because it takes me forever to catch up on things. We are still only halfway through season 1 of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, you definitely got to finish that. That's a great show.
Well, that's where we're going to go next. We had been watching that, and we heard that Wednesday was particularly good. So, yeah, we'll come back to Only Murders because I think they're on season 3. And we got to finish that because the new season of Ted Lasso is coming out in just a couple few weeks here. Let's take a break for news, and then Mark.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. we have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.